This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says all healthcare workers and patients showing symptoms of COVID-19 will be able to get tested soon. Tests will also become available to nursing home workers and residents and anyone showing symptoms.
If you have symptoms, you can get tests. Doesn't mean you have to or you want to, right? I mean, if you're sick, 9 in 10 chance you won't need hospitalization. Isolate yourself, get better.
State officials hope to test up to 8,500 people a day by the end of May. Also, the state is hiring more workers who can trace the infection and help to contain it. Fewer crimes are being reported in Colorado since the start of the coronavirus outbreak. However, CPR's Allison Sherry says there are exceptions.
In some jurisdictions, there's been a rise in domestic violence. You know, everybody's home. You can kind of see it. Specifically in Aurora and Colorado Springs, their numbers have gone really high. There's also been, interestingly, a spike in car thefts across the metro area. I talked to a commander about that from the Auto Theft Task Force, and he said a lot of people who've been arrested say they're stealing cars so they had somewhere to live. So this is kind of an economic impact crime.
CPR's Allison Sherry. The Meatpackers Union says the president is prioritizing cold cuts over worker health by ordering processing facilities to remain open during the pandemic. A COVID-19 outbreak at the JBS plant in Greeley has infected more than 100 people and killed 5. 73 degrees with plenty of sunshine in Pueblo, 67 a few clouds for Denver. This is CPR News.